You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Madison Clerk's Office will have to adhere to new rules ordered as a result of the investigation into November's uncounted ballots. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
193 voters' absentee ballots went uncounted in the fall when then-clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell reportedly baked hundreds of holiday cookies. The Wisconsin Elections Commission investigated for 6 months and talked to more than a dozen people under sworn deposition. The commission says the ballots went uncounted because of multiple errors and a, quote, complete lack of leadership, end quote. Now, the commission gave the Madison Clerk's Office new tasks in future elections. That includes updating absentee ballot processes so they don't get lost, not printing poll books until the Thursday before an election at the very earliest, writing out which staffer is responsible for tasks that are required by state law, and doing a full inspection after an election and before the Board of Canvassers certifies the results. City Attorney Mike Haas is currently the interim clerk. He was once the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. He pushed back against these requirements, saying the city has already implemented changes that worked in the spring, and it's not fair for the Elections Commission to require this from Madison, but no other communities. Commissioner Don Millis.
We're not imposing that on every community. We're imposing it on Madison because they're the ones who didn't count the ballots. If at some point the city comes back to us and says, look, we've instituted these procedures and we think that we can confidently make sure that all ballots are counted, I'd be more than happy to say, OK, we'll lift the order.
The commission voted 5-1 to adopt the new recommendations, which will take effect in the next election. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The father of the Abundant Life school shooter is trying to get the charges against him dismissed. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
Jeffrey Rupnow's daughter opened fire at the school in December, killing 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and teacher Aaron West, injuring six others, and eventually ending her own life. Now Rupnow faces three charges and could get up to 6 years in prison and a $10,000 fine for each of them. His attorneys have filed a motion to dismiss all those charges. According to WISC, the attorneys argue the case against him infringes on his Second Amendment rights and is out of line with state law, which allows parents to give their kids access to guns for instruction, hunting, and self-defense. The station reports that in the motion, Rupnow's attorneys say he sincerely believed that his daughter did not have access to the two guns she later brought to her school. Both of them are registered under his name. Rupnow has a bond hearing in Dane County Court tomorrow. His ex-wife, the shooter's mother, reportedly died by suicide a few weeks ago. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
For the first time in 2 years, a national concert tour is coming to the Oshkosh Arena. Lisa Hale has more.
Due to bankruptcy proceedings and other issues, VenueWorks Oshkosh took over management of the facility in November of 2024. And now, not one, but two concerts have been announced for the arena this fall. Broadway's Rock of Ages band will come to the arena on October 18th. Then on November 8th, Kansas and Blue Oyster Cult will perform at the arena. Tickets are on sale now for Broadway's Rock of Ages and will go on sale 10 o'clock Friday for Kansas and Blue Oyster Cult.
There is a third concert scheduled for the arena on December 4th, with an announcement planned in the next month. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
A night game at Wrigley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game four of the Brewers and Cubs five-game series. Tonight at Wrigley Field, the crew dropping a pair of losses to the Cubs yesterday in their makeup doubleheader. 6-4, then losing the nightcap 4-1. Brewers shortstop Joey Ortiz had to leave the game after an RBI single in the seventh. A ball hitting him in the right knee off a foul tip while he was at bat. Manager Pat Murphy.
Joey had an x-ray. It's negative. It's off his knee. He's got a contusion. Bone bruise. That bone bruise is pretty painful, so we'll manage that if we can.
Cubs manager Craig Counsell on back-to-back wins over the Brewers in just one day, getting contributions from just about everyone.
We need the roster to win. We need the whole roster to win. You know, a bunch of guys today, it felt like a lot of guys did something today, and that's why you walk away with two wins.
NFL, the Packers have today off before their joint practice session with the Seahawks tomorrow morning at 10:30 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you're a fan of sex tapes, this is your lucky day. A&E is about to premiere The Secrets of Celebrity Sex Tapes. Not sure what the secrets would be since it's a sex tape, but A&E has got the scoop. I only hope Bill Curtis is narrating. The series will feature such reluctant public fornicators as Pamela and Tommy Lee, which would have been better if they didn't speak. Colin Farrell, again, you're an actor. Hire a writer. Farrah Abraham, whoever that is, and of course Kim Kardashian, whose performance on said tape is the closest thing she has to actual talent. Let's be honest, the only thing that would have made the Kardashian sex tape better would have been a PG rating. Sources say A&E is still trying to get tabs on the alleged Seth Rogen, Marjorie Taylor Greene sex tape, which allegedly happened after a nutty night out on the town. Just to be forthcoming, and as a guy with tons of sex tapes floating around there, I'm just glad I'm not a celebrity right now. The Secrets of Celebrity Sex Tapes drops September 8th on the network that was created to celebrate arts and entertainment. The series finale for And Just Like That was pretty much panned by critics and audiences. Sarah Jessica Parker says she doesn't really care about the reaction, especially from people who hate watch the show. Parker says the show has brought a lot of people together over the years and connected with its audience by telling great stories. And Just Like That was an extension of Sex and the City and ended with Parker's character, Carrie Bradshaw, being at peace with being single. The Duffer Brothers had a good run at Netflix, but that's about to end. Bros Matt and Ross created Stranger Things, which ran for 5 seasons. The 5th and final season will have a staggered release starting November 26th and concluding December 31st, just like their time at Netflix, which technically ends in April of 2026. The Brothers Duffer have just signed a 4-year deal with the very busy Paramount Plus network and are looking to make very big theatrical productions. A bit vague, but expect big things. Are You My First, a show about people looking to lose their virginity with an audience, premiered August 18th. The show is already talking about a second season. Are You My First is the brainchild of Love Island producers and follows 24 to 34-year-olds who are looking to have sex for the first time. For whatever reason, it hasn't happened yet, but for them, a TV show seems like the perfect platform. The show says it won't be afraid to show a real first-time experience and won't shy away from the nitty-gritty details. So that means we can expect to hear lines like, "Ow, your knee is on my hair," "Are you sure this is your first time?" and probably a lot of apologizing. One contestant told a beautiful fellow virgin his celebrity crush is William Howard Taft. Professing love for a deceased U.S. president who tipped the scales at 3.5 bills is probably not going to close the deal, and probably explains why he's still a virgin. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to right around 77 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, more patchy fog with a low dropping to around 55. And then tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.